Boise, Idaho, and it's Saturday and it's market day, and I am talking to a young composer by the name of Matthew Vanderboe, who has composed and is here in the market selling his own rock opera. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning to you.
Tell me about your career as a musician.
It's been an interesting career. It's been a long one so far. It's been a lot of ups and downs in many places. Started out as a bass guitarist for a punk band, but I just barely bought a bass guitar. I didn't even know how to play it, and I kind of taught myself on the fly how to do that. Moved to a few different rock bands and played in those for quite a long time, about 4 years total. Finally got tired of all the things that come with being in a band. Egos, scheduling, compromises and non-compromises. And it was a mess. It was a lot of hard work for really not a lot to show for it.
So what'd you do?
Well, I just decided to do my own thing. And so I was taking a master's graduate program in communication here at Boise State University.
Great university, by the way.
It is. It is a beautiful place. So I was in the communication graduate program, working on a master's degree, and my advisor was an old rock and roll manager from a lot of bands down in Austin, Texas, and he found out that I was a musician and decided that this should be my final project to get a master's. Shouldn't be a paper, it should be music, because he knew that's what I loved, and I wouldn't be happy writing a paper, and so...
You have created what?
Well, I ended up creating a rock opera, and this kind of spiraled out from being a 5-minute song to being a 55-minute album of 15 songs, kind of telling a story about violence and revenge and the justification of violence, and can you ever justify these violent acts of
So we have a rock opera with social commentary and a little bit of political discussion as well.
Well, it had to be a little bit more than the average thing, too, in order to get the master's.
Right.
It couldn't just be a fluff album, you know, so it had to have something, some weight and some beef and some actual content behind it.
So tell me, you're not born in Boise, but is this a music-friendly place?
It depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you.
It was for a while. I wouldn't say it is anymore. But I'm not really as deep in the music scene as I was when I was actually playing and gigging all the time. Back then there was a few years where things were really booming, when there was a few bands that were on the verge of making major label record deals, and that kind of excited interest in everything. And people went out and they flocked to the local bands because they knew that they were going to be... they're going to have those stories of, oh, I saw those guys when they were just playing at bars. And so.
But from the point of view of creativity and inspiration, is this a city that engenders that sort of musical behavior, as I may call it that?
Well, it all depends. There's a few things that make this a great place to do music, and there's a few things that make it a hard place to actually be a musician in. What's good about it is there's a lot of musicians out here, and it's a very supportive environment. And no, it's not a competitive type of music scene. In other words, people aren't trying to bring each other down to make themselves rise above the ashes. You know, so everyone's out to help each other. We're kind of in it together.
A very collaborative environment.
It is, and there's a lot of bands that do collaborate, where different people get on stage from other bands and they'll do a songs together, and you know, people book shows together and they travel in packs, and it's, you know, you have your friendships that come out of it, which is really cool. The bad thing is that there's not the bar scene where people used to play when I was still gigging has kind of dwindled, and the bars are going towards more DJ type of music rather than bands. And so even though there's a lot of bands and a lot of music, it's hard to hear it because there's just not a lot of places to see it.
So you got your work cut out for you. Okay, the name of the rock opera is what?
It's The Erinus.
Is what it is. And can you spell that for our listeners?
It is E-R-I-N-Y-S.
And I think you've got a website, which is?
I do. It's you can go to The Erinus, TheErinys.com, or even on MySpace. It's MySpace/Vanderboe.
Have you? Is there a particular song in this rock opera that you're particularly fond of?
There's one that's gotten a lot of radio play, more than others, and it's the sixth song on the album.
And what's it called?
Well, it would be called Track 6. We don't have titles.
Okay, well, we'll just play a bit of Track 6 for our listeners, and I want to thank you very much for this.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.